Radio without limits. That's why people keep coming back for more. That's UBNRadio.com.
This is One-on-One with Jasper Cole, Hollywood's bad guy, and so much more. Actor, talent manager, producer, and more. Now he's sitting down with today's top newsmakers from entertainment, politics, pop culture, and beyond. This is One-on-One with Jasper Cole.
Woohoo! All right! Howdy, 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 and welcome to One-on-One with J. Cole, Mr. Jasper Cole. Here we are. It's another week. It's another show. We are coming to you live from Sunset Gower Studios right here in Hollywood, California. And let me give a shout out to my producer extraordinaire, Mr. John Williams. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mr. Jasper.
We're back.
We are.
Same time, same place.
Yes.
How was your week?
It's been good. How about yours?
Good. It was busy. I'm excited. I just booked a TV gig. I'm going to be doing a spot on Fox's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yay. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
I'm playing the Oolong Slayer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, bad guy.
Okay.
Not sure what Oolong Slayer means.
I was like, okay.
It's the name of the episode.
All right. Well,
so,
that's a good thing.
You know, my character's in the title of the episode.
Oh, that's really
good. Yeah, so I start that tomorrow. But anyway, I wanted to talk. Did you watch the Republican debates?
I saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sort of like watching Saturday Night Live. Really?
Yeah.
I TiVo'd both the little children's, the kids' table, first one, the first group.
Uh-huh.
And then I watched the second one. But apparently, you know, I didn't get to see live Carly Fiorina just apparently mop the floor in the first one.
Uh-huh.
Which people were, I think, were surprised because she had been polling pretty low and wasn't like a favorite. But apparently she came in really, really strong, which is exciting. But then we got over to the Donald Trump one, which was frightening because, you know, but I saw today his polls, he's polling higher than ever. I don't think it really mattered. Apparently, it's just like there's a certain group of Republicans that are just loving his brashness and his, you know, veracity or whatever. But it's so funny. He has no policy behind it. He doesn't know what he's going to do. He keeps saying, we're going to build a wall and then what? And we're going to, you know, we're going to make the economy better. How?
Yeah.
But are you amazed how many people are, I mean, I thought by now his numbers would start slipping down, but if any of you, you know, call in, right? Give the number out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give the number.
Yeah. The phone number 323-843-2826.
If any of you, or if you haven't, you know, voted in these polls, or if you're a Donald Trump fan, I'd love to hear just what is it about him that at this point you haven't decided, you haven't realized he's batshit crazy. Because, right? I mean, the other thing I heard today is he's basically spent no money doing this on his campaign.
Oh, really?
It's just been all free publicity from the media and his celebrity and whatever. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that was the highlight of my week last week. I don't think a lot of people. And then, of course, how he went after Megyn Kelly.
I know.
You know, but I don't know. I listened. I'm not a Trump fan, but I listened back to what he said. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he could have very well meant out of the eyes, out of the nose. I think it's because he took that pause and the way he said it was kind of, you know, like, whatever.
Well, the whole dispute with Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, well, this is how he said afterwards about Megyn Kelly was bleeding out of her eyes, out of her nose, out of her whatever.
Mm.
And a lot of people felt he was intimating that it was her menstrual cycle and maybe that's why she was so rude. I don't know why he thought she was rude to him. She was basically asking him questions.
Yeah.
It's like, really, Donald? But he is so nasty to women. He's nasty to everybody.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him at like some foreign meeting with some dignitary from a country? Fuck you.
I guess that's what people have to keep
in
mind. If they want,
you know,
I mean, do they really want this man to
be
their
want that
president
kind of
representing
person?
The country?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Before I forget, please follow the show on Twitter. We're getting more Twitter followers.
Oh, great.
That's exciting. So it's One-on-One J. Cole and Facebook, One-on-One with Jasper Cole, and our website, jaspercole.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, JW, as everyone knows, and if you didn't know, is an incredible singer himself.
Oh, well, thank you.
And that's why I'm excited about today's guest.
Yeah.
Susan Tony, songwriter, singer, producer. She's an amazing singer, and she's got a big hit single out called Missing Me, coming off of her album Love is the Cure. And this is her second top 40 hit on Billboard, so she's going to be here. To talk about her journey. She's a native LA girl, which you never meet.
Right.
Right? Everybody comes here from somewhere else. So.
Yeah, and it's funny because her style is very infused with country.
Very. And I read where she actually left LA and went to Nashville.
Oh, yeah, there
so
you go.
So I want to hear that whole journey and what it's like, you know, growing up in a city like LA, and yet you want to do that kind of music.
Yeah.
So it's probably, well, I guess it's like a lot of us. We didn't grow up in LA and we left our towns and came to LA. So, you know, even Ralph, my co-host on the other show,
yeah.
You know, he was an LA native and then he went to New York for 20 years. So when I think about it, I guess it kind of makes sense, right? That you always want to leave kind of where you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then lastly, I just want to talk about, you know, the 1 year anniversary of the Ferguson killing, and it's just the whole thing that's been going on again with the riots. And I've got friends in St. Louis, and again, everyone, you know, there's a way to protest peacefully. There
has
was
it really been a year?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I mean, there was another shooting of a protester by a cop the other night. So I know, right? That tells you how fast time is going.
It really
when we see
is
these kind of
by.
Things. So anyway, just remember, you know, be peaceful, whatever you're doing. And why don't we take our first break?
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to bring in the very talented Susan Tony. And we're going to hear, as we go to break, we're going to hear two of her songs, I think.
Well, actually, we're going to play a video.
We're going to play a video.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, she'll tell us where we can get her music and all that when she gets in here. So you're listening to One-on-One with Jasper Cole, and we'll be right back.
Deep inside this green box, where all the secrets hide, my heart and soul are strong and whole from all the tears I've cried. I'm letting go of worry, surrendering my fear, releasing everything trapped inside of here. So here's your lonely, here's your empty. You won't find me, I will be gone before you know you're missing me, you're missing me, you're missing me. Missing me. You gave me some money to help me live my life, but you expected silence that I just kindly not remind you to say it never happened. My pain's some made-up thing, some strange hallucination. I invented to be mean. So here's your lonely, here's your empty. You won't find me, I will be gone before you know you're missing me. Missing me, you're missing me, missing me. Truth is sometimes costly, but it's always worth the price. In the long run, it's much cheaper than all the secrets and all the lies. Now I must go my own way, it's long been overdue. I found the key to all the locks that shackled me to you. So here's your lonely, here's your empty. Won't find me, missing me. Are you missing me? Are you missing me? Missing me. Are you missing me? Missing me, missing me.
You're back, one-on-one with Jasper Cole.
Woo-hoo, all right. Welcome back to One-on-One with Jasper Cole. And I can't believe we're already here. It's been a week, JW, since we were here, and we are back. Now, as I mentioned in the opening, we're very honored to have a very accomplished singer and songwriter with us. So please welcome our distinguished guest today, Miss Susan Tony. Hi, my dear. How are you? Nice to meet you. We found out we've had the same publicist for years, who's Dominic's also a producer on the show. So
yes,
shout out to Dominic Friesen.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you. So welcome. We were just playing, JW, which song were we playing during
We were playing Missing Me,
that is your,
the remix.
Your new hit.
That is my new hit.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So there's so much, I'm fascinated by your whole story in general, but I love the fact, I'm always fascinated when someone grows up in L.A., and then, you know, goes off to Nashville or whatever. Because, first of all, you have a very, your music to me has a very Bonnie Raitt feel to it.
I love Bonnie.
I didn't know.
She's one of my influences.
I thought she might be, I was going to ask you. But, yeah, I'm always fascinated because for most of us, we leave somewhere else and come to L.A., especially for acting. And I guess for pop music or whatever.
Well, I was born in Norman.
Oh.
Norman, Oklahoma. And then we lived all kinds of places over the United States. And then I came
here. Then you came here. What age did you actually?
I came here like in the mid-80s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so yeah. You weren't born here.
No, I wasn't born here.
Well, strike that then.
Well, it's interesting.
So much for the research department.
Well, her bio says hailing from Los Angeles. So.
Well, that's because
I lived
in L.A.
You were here.
I lived in L.A. Yeah.
Were you an Army kid or
no,
military?
My dad was a corporate attorney.
Oh.
And just brilliant.
Right.
And I just kept getting offered these amazing
different
jobs
around the
yeah,
country.
And he would say, okay, I think we're going here, Jan.
But he'd that gave you mother. A nice feel of the all the different types of people across
the country.
I loved it.
I got a very early, I mean, before I went to, before we moved to New York, and that was I was in the first grade.
Wow.
I had already lived five or six places, and I loved moving because it gave me an awareness that people are the same.
Right.
They're not different.
Right.
We all want the same thing, and we all need the same thing.
And you got that at an early age.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, different sports teams, different colloquialisms,
right.
You know,
different accents.
You know, a little culture mixed in different places. But really, you know, we're
basically the
same. We're one and the same.
Yeah.
It's not too hard.
Were you musically inclined from the beginning? I mean, ready to sing.
I was. It just was like automatic. You know,
and you play the guitar.
Play the guitar and the keyboard.
And the keyboard.
And
is that something you had an innate talent for looking back?
I had an innate talent for writing and for singing and for playing instruments. And then I studied, you know, I was always in the choir.
Right.
And I studied
you
growing
layered
up.
It on with.
I taught guitar in high school. And then I studied music in college as well as film and television.
Wow. So. We were just mentioning before, Susan had mentioned that she had worked many times behind the camera.
Yes.
But you had that desire, or you had that talent as well. But you were still doing the music,
right? I was pursuing the music and working at, you know, the different stations and studios in
what
town
a great
here.
Day job,
literally,
though.
You know, oh, really, it was fun.
Waitressing or temping or whatever.
Absolutely wonderful. Yeah.
So when you started in the music scene, in the 80s, I guess. Or
well, like probably I started in the 90s.
In the 90s, yeah. More in the 90s. You took yourself and went to Nashville, or had you sort of cultivated your career a little bit here?
Well, here I was performing a lot, and a lot of companies were interested in me, and I got offered quite a few deals and quite a few publishing deals, but everybody wanted everything. And then in Nashville, they offered me a deal. They were, you know, but they wanted everything, and I just wasn't
going to
give all my.
Tell me what you mean by that. Were you signing away publishing rights?
Were you signing away publishing rights and in perpetuity and things like that?
And that's where the money is.
So I didn't want to do that.
In other words, selling your soul, right?
Yeah,
in the industry.
I mean, Bob Marcucci. We've all heard of him. Very famous. He signed me as a manager, and. You know, lots of wonderful people, but I just felt like I should hold out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hold
you
out.
Trusted your instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So you go back. We were talking about musical influences. So you mentioned Bonnie Raitt, because your music is, how would you describe your music?
It's a, well, it's pop country blues rock.
Right.
And I mean, when I grew up, yeah, Sheryl Crow, yeah, all of that stuff. And then a little bit of country in there, because see, my dad loved country music. So he was always listening to country music. And I was listening to
the greats.
Are we
talking like old school country,
we're
like Conway Twitty?
We're
and
talking about like
Johnny
George
Cash
Strait and
George
Johnny Cash. Yeah.
Patsy Tammy
Klein,
Wynette.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
The
I'm
good
from
stuff.
Georgia. So
the good stuff.
I'm from the South, so I grew up with the country
the
music.
Stuff.
Yeah, Loretta
and
Lynn.
And then my mom was listening to pop music.
Okay.
And so I'm like singing to the Supremes, and I'm singing to, you know, everybody
wow.
else in the 60s and 70s. And then, you know, just my grandparents were classical music.
Oh, look at that. So
and my
like
grandfather on my dad's side was a cowboy, you know, had a dairy farm
wow.
and was a country, you know, lead country singer in a band.
Oh my
so
goodness.
It just was all
it was in
it
your
was all
blood.
Around me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you found eventually you sort of gravitated toward the pop country bluegrass
yeah,
or rock.
Right. And my great grandmother, she was full blooded Cherokee.
Oh, I'm a quarter.
And that I saw that
I can see that in the cheekbones,
yes. And you know, I understand that she could play any instrument that she picked up. She had a beautiful voice, and children adored her.
Did you get to?
I never got to meet her. She was my great grandmother.
Sounds like you may have really inherited a lot of her.
I think I did.
Interesting,
yeah, I think
right?
I did. Looks
because they say it can skip generations too.
Yeah,
you know,
I think I got a lot of that.
Well, it's when you look back on that time period when you mentioned having the manager. Was that a big? Was getting Bob right? Or getting the manager, was that a big break for you at the time?
Well, you know,
or
Bob,
is it a series
Bob Marcucci,
of
that was very interesting because he said, go see Star Maker before you sign with me. And so I went to see Star Maker, and I'll be very quite honest. I thought, you know, I don't know if I want somebody to beat me up this
right,
much.
Right.
He was a little rough on his artists, so I didn't sign with him.
Right.
We remained very dear friends. But I signed with Joanne Berry this year. I mean, actually in 2014. Joanne Berry, the Mandrell Sisters,
right.
Sarah Evans, Randy Travis.
Wow.
You know, so I'm working with,
that's
with her
fantastic.
Now. And with Jim Halsey.
Some great artists.
Jim Halsey, who's a, you know, Oak Ridge Boys
right,
and Roy
right.
Clark. So he's my consultant, and then she's
oh
my,
manager.
So got some great people working
so,
with me.
Have
Jackie
you been,
Monahan in Nashville,
oh
and then publicist, and then Dominic. So
and Dominic,
yeah.
Do you maintain a place in Nashville?
No,
you
no,
just
I don't.
Go back.
I'm just not rich enough to. Do that.
not yet.
But she has her own label, right?
Right. So I want. Yeah, Strange Child Records.
I do. I have my
your,
own independent label.
Now, isn't that sort of what's happening now? I mean, the music industry has changed so much. We can talk about that with downloads and iTunes
sure.
and everything. You know, I don't. It's the back in the day. The idea was you played, you put your music out there, and you would get a deal.
Yeah,
right. But all that's changed.
Right. Well, you know, the they made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
When Philips and Sony said, "Don't you want to keep the copyright to being able to make a CD?" And they said, "No, we'll make every unit we sell, we'll make, you know, this much money." So what happened was they gave away their creative. They gave away the creative hold
right.
on things. But what it's done for us, you know, this always about current times, your show, mm-hmm. which I love, and current events. What I love is that it gives independent artists a chance to be everywhere.
To be everywhere.
Without a label.
Right.
And
own their talent.
Own your talent. And I have to say a shout out to Taylor Swift and to thank her, because every time she does a show, she plays A Trail of Light and Dark, which was my most recent single
wow.
that was a hit on Billboard.
Yes.
And
we
she
have
loves
the video
my music,
for that.
So
yeah.
I have to thank her for that. And but I also want to thank her too for standing up to Apple Music and saying
mm-hmm.
no,
she did.
We're not going to do that unless you
She's
pay the artist.
She's one of the few artists who's actually
and
out
so
there.
Therefore, you know, we're blessed by that because we're
right.
going to be paid. Because
she's
I'm
amazing
for,
talent
I'm for all
isn't
of those
she?
Rights. I like her. She's very moral.
Yeah.
She's very good. She's very talented.
Yeah.
I like her so
she's
much.
She's very centered and
yeah.
You
what
know,
do you think about the direction
like
she's going now with more pop versus
well,
country?
Well, you know what. I just have to say this, that, mm-hmm. you know, when people ask me, Susan, what are you, a country artist or a pop artist? I think I'm a pop artist.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is because I want to touch everybody,
right.
you know.
Sure.
And I got reviewed by Dan Haar on Music News Nashville. And he said, you know, this album speaks to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I want to reach everybody.
Right.
Because
yeah,
I
right.
want to, as an actress and as a singer, as a writer, getting ready to write a book. You know, I want to be able to touch everybody,
right,
because,
of course,
you know, just that simple message of you're valuable, you're loved, mm-hmm, don't give up, mm-hmm, be the best you can be. If you're going through a rough spot, trust God.
Trust God.
You know, just lay it down, trust God, and love and forgive each other.
Right.
And
yeah,
work together. We have a great country.
Right.
We need to work together. We don't,
exactly,
need to beat each other
We're in such a turmoil right now in the country. We mentioned the Ferguson right now in Missouri, and and in many ways we had Donzelle Abernathy on, you know, and we talked about civil rights and 4 steps forward and 20 back, and you know, music has always been sort of a sign of the times. It's always reflected what's happening in America at the time.
Right.
So I was going to ask you, when you write, and I know every artist is different, mm-hmm, what is your, I don't like the word, what is your process? That's so cliche. But you know, like how does it work for you when you're going to write a song?
Well, I'll give you a little example.
Yeah.
You know, the Karate Kid, everybody's seen that movie.
Right,
fantastic.
Right.
You know, the little kid he's teaching. Well, he teaches the kid to, he says, go wax my car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it is like Picasso. He had his students, mm-hmm, draw circles,
right,
circles on these treetop tables out on the cafe,
right,
on the street.
Right.
You know, they'd be drawing these treetop, on top of these, they'd be drawing circles. And it's the same thing. The more you write, mm-hmm, the better your editing gets.
Right.
And then you start saying things that are true.
Mm-hmm.
You just start saying things that are true and honest and mean something. And it's just, you have to get past your head,
right,
and into
get
the
out
truth.
Of your head.
Yeah, and get into the truth. Just let yourself speak. But you need to speak, you need experience and wisdom.
Right. That's why I believe it's the one blessing of getting older in life is wisdom comes. But I think as a songwriter or as an artist, you just keep getting better and better because you're writing about life. And that's why someone like Taylor or some of the young artists, you know, their lyrics reflect boyfriends and whatever they're going through. But I think as you get older, that's why I'm always drawn to more of the seasoned songwriters that have got something to say. Not that the other kids don't, but it's just more profound a little bit,
yeah,
I think.
Well, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. So Missing Me, your new hit single.
Yes,
What was the influence of this song, if there was one particular thing?
Well, Missing Me is about, you know, as I was speaking earlier, forgive and love and move forward and, you know, learn how to be an appropriate, respectful adult,
right,
who's contributing,
right,
who takes something everywhere they go and leaves something behind instead of going everywhere and taking something or going places and not respecting. And so Missing Me remix is based on the song Missing Me, and it is it's about saying no.
Mm-hmm.
It's about knowing that it's okay to say no.
Right.
It's okay to say you can't do that, you
mm-hmm.
know. I mean, I'll forgive you. You know, we'll work things out. We'll talk about this. We'll go through that process. But if we can't start from a place of love and respect, mm-hmm. then it won't work.
There's nowhere to start.
There's no place to go.
Right.
So that's kind of about, you know, don't let the screen door hit you on the way out.
Yeah.
You know, that's
kind
of,
I like that.
But in a much, much deeper way,
mm-hmm.
you know, and in a way that I think everybody's been hurt by somebody.
Right.
Everybody's been betrayed by somebody.
Even just in life, jobs or whatever.
Sure.
You know, family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, were you opening acts in the day? Did you open for people?
I did.
Any great stories about that?
Well, you know, I played down at the Coach House a lot.
Oh,
I was called all the time to open for people. And, you know, it's just a great thing to do.
Have you been to the Grand Ole Opry?
I've seen it. It's lovely. Yeah.
It's funny because I grew up in Athens near Atlanta, but Nashville is still a city I've never been to.
Oh, you have to go.
I'm amazed. And I have some friends who live there.
Yeah.
And is it true? I mean, people say it's the way LA kind of is about TV and film. There's a part of Nashville that is truly country music.
It's you know, Nashville's becoming more than just country music, and it's been doing that for several years.
Over the last years, yeah.
Yeah, over the last few years, five, six years. And so it is kind of it's definitely a music city.
Yeah, especially in the main hub, right?
Right. Like I did the, you know, country radio seminar last
right.
year. I was one of the featured artists on several shows and, you know, played at South by Southwest.
Have you taught?
I taught
songwriting?
I used to teach guitar
okay.
in high school before I went to college, but Actually, when I went to UCLA and I studied with a couple people, I studied with the folks that used to write for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, and I know Verdeen.
And I was offered a job at UCLA to teach songwriting, but I had so many things going on. I would have loved
it. You couldn't fit it into.
Yeah,
your...
I would have loved it. I'm a good teacher.
Right, I could sense that you're probably very patient.
Yeah, I'm good.
You know, do you feel, because I'm not a singer at all, and I've always felt, do you feel you're either born with it or not? You have the talent, and then you can get better? Because JW is an amazing singer. He's very modest.
Oh, look.
He's like a large African-American soul singer.
I love it.
So I've always, I'm always fascinated by people who just are born with it, and I guess you can get better with learning and technique.
I think you're born with a gift.
Right, I do, too.
Yeah. I think in all honesty, and same with writing.
Right.
I think, Mozart's protege hated him because he said, no matter how hard I study, no matter how hard I work, I'll never be as good as you. And Mozart said, well, so what? You're very good. Why are you complaining? But I think you're gifted.
You're gifted.
And you're gifted. And then you must work on your craft.
Right.
You have to.
You can't keep the voice.
You can't buy a guitar, record a CD, and you're there. That's
right.
Impossible.
Right.
Years.
Well, so tell everyone, first of all, where can we find... You have your website,
SusanToney.com. My website, SusanToney.com.
T-O-N-E-Y. Mm-hmm. And they can download and buy your music there as well?
My website's being redone now, but just type my name in on iTunes or Amazon. I'm on everything.
Spotify and all
Pandora,
that stuff.
Everything.
Yeah.
If you want to find it anywhere in the world, you'll find it.
Are you doing any live performances coming up anywhere?
Right now, not.
Okay.
But soon.
Okay.
Yeah, soon.
Okay. JW, can we play?
Yeah,
her?
Can
we take a break and play the other video?
Mm-hmm,
and then
of course.
We'll come back and I want to be able to show your other video.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We're going to take a break, listen to and watch. This is Throw, which is the song we're going to hear?
This one is the one she was talking about that Taylor loves.
Oh,
Trail of Light and Darkness.
Trail of Light and Darkness. And we are going to come right back and continue with SusanToney. You're listening to One on One with Jasper Cole.
Come back here again so selfishly, for the last piece of my heart. Not so foolishly, carelessly take part. Now I watch my hope die and my soul cry. How much do you need? Then I remember your photographs. You like to watch them bleed. Baby, the trail of light and earth you see, it's just the trace of light. And if you leave, baby, the trail of light, dark you see, it's just the trace of light, and if you leave, you got a 4x4 box, staring straight. No matter how fast you pull that shutter, your lens never capture me. Because you'll try to slip by. As soon as I believe, I still remember. Light, dark you see, it's
We're back, one-on-one with Jasper Cole.
Woo-hoo, all right, welcome back again. Here we are with the lovely, talented Miss Susan Toney, T-O-N-E-Y, and that's .com if you want to look up her website. It's very easy, all together. So we were just chatting off camera a little bit about, because we've told her that she reminds us of a younger Lily Tomlin.
Yes, she
and
sure does.
We talked about an acting.
That's quite a compliment.
Some
yeah,
interest
I
in
love
acting.
Her.
She has the face for film. She mm-hmm. should be in acting. So good. I mean, that's great because it's a natural.
Yeah, I studied in
progression.
College.
You know,
I studied in college.
Yeah,
and I've done a little work in the last couple of years. Kimberly Jensen. You know, I worked with
right.
her. She's fantastic
right.
here in town. And you know, I want to start doing 1 to 5 lines, and you know, go on some.
I love that. Well, you know, music videos that you've done, that's acting.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
And I mentioned commercials, you know, because
right.
so much of commercials really don't have dialogue a lot of
right.
times anyway. It's all about a look or an
expression. Yeah,
or whatever.
Expression,
so,
right.
I mean, I guess, again, being around the business and growing up around it, that's, but you're so stunningly beautiful.
Oh, thank
so
you.
I'm sure
that's quite a compliment.
You sure should be in front of the camera.
Well,
so let's
you.
Keep our fingers crossed
yeah,
for that, right?
For sure.
Yeah. So, I want to talk about, you started the Strange Child Records. So do you have other artists or is this just,
no,
this
just,
is a way for you to get your music out there?
I'm
right?
not rich enough yet.
No, we keep saying yet, right? We
yeah.
keep saying yet. But it's what we kind of alluded to earlier. It's a way for you to produce your music and put it out there.
Right.
And there are a lot of big, even big name people now, and this is where I'm having a senior moment. What is, he's married to Lisa Hartman. Oh my God. It's not Garth Brooks. This is really embarrassing. Where's the hat? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I'll find out
oh
for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Google
he was,
it.
I will. Wow.
Okay, audience, call
And
in.
I actually went to see him in concert in Thousand Oaks a few years ago. That's
Clint Black.
There we go.
Yeah. Clint Black was one yeah. of the first, because I have some friends that are friends with Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this was about 6, 7, 8 years ago. And he was sort of, at the time, he left a label, I think, and started his own mm-hmm. label. So, and I remember that was kind of scary for him, you know,
yeah,
that.
Right.
And even Dolly Parton, right?
Yes.
I've heard her interviewed that you would think someone at her statue, no
right.
pun intended,
right.
that she.
She's so beautiful.
She's so talented.
Oh my God.
That
yeah.
she.
No
does,
one else could wear that
no.
the way she does. Oh my God.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if it's all just an illusion?
We've got to get you with you know? with Dolly because it's
oh,
like Dolly,
Dolly
and Lily back together.
Wow. I
yeah.
love Dolly Parton.
That would be great. But even she has her own label. And,
yes.
And so
mm-hmm.
It's just, again, back to what we talked about with music now being on download. Do you feel like, though, the downside of that is the piracy and losing the money and that people illegally get the music without paying
well,
for it?
I just have to say that whoever thinks that art is free,
right?
It's not. It's never been free.
Right.
It's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a statement about time that's passing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a gift to people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a gift to our world. So, you know, please, if you buy music, buy music. Don't copy somebody's CD and mm-hmm. take it home. Please buy the music so that the artists that you love and the new artists mm-hmm. that you don't, you know, that are coming up can afford to do that and can get their beautiful music out to everyone
right,
to
right.
enjoy.
When you are putting like an album together, say like Love is the Cure.
Right.
Do you start with sort of a concept in mind of how what the album's going to be like, or what does that process work? And when you're thinking of an album, in terms of like how many songs will be
right.
on an album, and
well, I thought for Love is a Cure, I thought of looking at the different types of relationships, and you know, on multiple levels,
right?
And the theme of all relationships is really love is mm-hmm. a cure. I mean, love, there is no relationship without a basis of love.
Right.
I mean, it goes south very quickly.
It just starts out,
you know,
good.
Acquaintanceship, friendship, you know, mm-hmm. Love relationship, dating, marriage. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't work unless there's respect
right,
and love.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people think love, they think sex. Well, sex is not particularly love. It
no.
is. It is an part of mm-hmm. a loving expression when you're in a committed relationship. But certainly love really is wanting the best for that other person.
Mm-hmm.
And helping that person
being selfless,
helping that person become the best person.
Right.
Now you imagine if you have two people doing that, what a fantastic relationship
right.
they have. It doesn't mean you don't have differences or
right,
problems.
Right.
Yeah. But all problems and differences are easy to discuss and work mm-hmm. through if you're respectful and loving.
And with a good therapist.
Good therapist.
That can't hurt either.
A couple of cans of
right,
Coca-Cola,
right? Right,
right,
right. Well, so with...
You know, friends. Have fun with your friends, right?
Exactly.
That's
well,
why I brought that in.
I love that. So when you go to put an album together, how, for instance, with this one, how long of a journey was this time-wise, would you say? Had you written a lot of the... I guess it's hard to answer the question. I would assume you write songs and you have your music and then you look at what you have and it sort of you compile it.
Yeah, you pull things out.
Right.
And you're
and
always
some may
writing.
Be older songs that you've had and
yeah, right.
it's not always I'm going to
no
write.
There's no such thing as an old song.
That's good.
There's no such thing
right.
as a song, and a song is king.
That's true. And
if
it
there's
lives
not
on
a good,
forever.
If there's not a good song, not a good lyric, not a good melody, you know, forget
that's
it.
A good
yeah.
good note for
forget
songwriter
it.
Singers and songwriters
first lesson
and it's such a gift to be a songwriter because it's taking all of those thoughts and putting them into a song and it's condensing all of that into
right.
a song and expressing it so powerfully that's always been a challenge for me because I'm very I come up with all this stuff but I don't know how to condense it all into small little words.
That's,
you know?
That's great, John. Let me tell you something that might help.
Okay.
Okay. Imagine a room full of completely unrelated things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're scattered all over the floor.
Sure.
Okay. Songwriting is taking disconnected things that appear disconnected and finding the thread of truth.
Okay.
That's songwriting. So if you start thinking about it that way,
yeah.
it might help you process things a little differently and come up with a theme.
Yeah, because sometimes you read these memes, you know, online, on Facebook
right.
or whatever, like one I read in particular. Some people will only love you as much as they can use you, and their loyalty ends where the benefits stop.
Oh,
now,
right.
take that and put it into a song, and that's, you know, because a lot of people are resonating with that for, you know, it's sad, but it's true sometimes, you know? And it's like, so then you could go on to whatever happened to loving the person unconditionally, you know? And you talk about love as being a theme of your album. So writing a song about that, you know, and touching on that. So I would be like overwhelmed with all the words and trying to put it all together to, but I agree with you. It's like find that thread that's
yeah.
the common denominator.
Well, the thing about loving unconditionally is people that aren't giving you anything and are using you,
yeah.
you can pray for them from the distance.
Bless their heart.
You can, you know, bless their
yeah.
heart in,
right.
in the South, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
You can pray for them from the distance.
Right.
You don't have
as
to keep getting
pins
hurt.
In the
you don't have to
at
keep
the same
getting
time.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But I find that interesting because.
That's cute, John.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's, even like every songwriter has a different. You get blocks, right?
Yeah.
You get like writer's block.
Never.
The way you don't.
Never.
No, of course.
I just don't have enough time to write at
right.
all.
Right. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard singers say sometimes they'll just wake up with a thought in the morning and they roll over and they write everything down because
yeah.
you never know what it's going to
yeah.
lead to.
Well, exactly.
A melody
yeah.
or
right.
a lyric and
right.
which comes first, the lyric or the melody
mm-hmm.
or vice versa.
That's true.
Everybody's,
yeah.
everyone's different.
It is.
You know. And it's fascinating to me how someone can also just, I've heard Taylor, I think, talk about this on interviews where she can start with a phrase and then it just builds from there.
That's usually what I do. I'll get a first line.
Right.
And then
it's
that,
a hook.
That
right?
first line, well, the first line's not the hook, but the first line has to be substantially meaningful.
Got it.
And that is going to be. That is like where you're pointing the ship.
Got it.
And you know, so you get that. That's kind of the theme.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
then you've got to get the ship
going.
And the phrases are, you know, the chorus and the hook and everything support.
Right.
You know, they hit home again, the
right.
theme. And then each verse gives a little more explication about what the journey is in that particular song.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you you mentioned you don't have a lot of time. Even if you're not actually writing, is it happening in your mind? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Your
melodies and
melodies is going on at all times. And then later you'll just pull from that and remember one, whatever sticks out and stays with you. That's fascinating.
And do you use like a recorder and just like get it out while it's in that moment, like the inspiration strikes? So you just like, boom, get it out?
Well, you know, usually I'll just grab a guitar and I'll sit down and I'll remember the melody, and then later I'll work on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how is it? Is it just as gratifying when you write a song for someone else, or say you've written songs that other artists like Taylor, other people do? Do you get the same? It's different. Do you get the same gratification as if when you're a song that you're actually singing yourself? Or it's probably like your child that's being handed over to someone.
Well, Taylor doesn't do my song. I would love it if she would cut my song. And please do,
We're
Taylor.
Putting that out there.
But she loves,
have you met her yet?
No, I've not yet.
Well, we
She loves my work, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'd love to write with her or
We're
write
putting
a song
that out
for
there
her.
Now.
For sure.
But anyway, she's a sweetheart and great businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's great. It's fantastic. And what a compliment that someone else wants to do your song. I love either. I mean, I love it if I sing my things, and I love it if, you know, someone else wants to sing it.
Because there's the singer, was it Sia? Sia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people, you know, I'm always fascinated too when an artist will come on that we think we've just discovered this person. They've been writing songs for other people for years,
right?
And Kesha was the same way.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
In the pop world, you know? And so, do you know who Linda Perry is?
Yes, uh-huh.
She had a short-lived, she had a reality show on E! Last year. It may come back, the Linda Perry Project.
Right, okay.
And I was just fascinated watching that. I don't know if you saw it or if you remember.
I think I saw it.
It was sort of like competition in the sense that singers would come on and they would whittle it down. But unlike an American Idol, Linda would be a true mentor and hands-on with what she's gone through business-wise.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, from being in a group.
She was tough.
Well, Linda's she doesn't play, you know.
Yeah.
And definitely. I hope it comes back. Did you watch it?
I did watch pieces of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot watching that, like taking these young artists and explaining to them, it's not just about what you look like. It's not just about being able to, it's the whole package.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what I liked about Linda's project, they weren't your typical, they didn't have to be beautiful or pop princesses, you know.
Right.
They all seemed to be writers that had a lot of depth and soul to them. But someone like Linda, again, who's been through it, but she's such a prolific songwriter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she sort of left the singing part on camera, on mic, and writes. And that's, again, such a lucrative industry, right?
Right. Right.
Megan Trainor is a recent one as well.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah.
But in the little bit of time we have left, when you get into the publishing world of that, who polices that? Is that the BMI?
Well,
is that,
I'm with, you know, they're different licensing agencies, and I'm happy to be with BMI.
Being my
publisher, my licensing publisher. But, you know, there's ASCAP, there's CSAC, you know, for territories outside the United States, and then across the world, there's different publishing, you know, licensing companies.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with BMI.
Yeah. I was watching one day, Leanne Rimes, for instance. Uh-huh. She had a 20-year record deal with who I think her father at the time signed her. Have you ever heard of that?
They do multiple albums, and of course when they used to do deals all the time, when that was pretty much in essence what the business was about, they did long deals.
Okay.
You know, sometimes. Reba McEntire was with Mercury for a long time. And then she was, you know, she went left and went to a place she's very happy now.
But, right. I'm sad to hear she's
Jim
divorcing.
Jim Halsey worked with a lot of these different people.
Really?
You know, he's told me some great stories. He's so respectful.
Yeah.
And such a talent, you know, and so good at mentoring and guiding. Mm-hmm. You know, he's really a champion for mentoring and guiding people.
Which is important.
Yeah.
You're probably a really good mentor also
for
young artists.
You know, it's very funny. One time I was just getting a hamburger at the casino in Tulsa, and I thought, well, I'll listen to the music tonight. And I'm outside, and I'm waiting for my car to be, you know, pulled back up from valet. And these cute black girls are sitting there, and they'd had a blast that night, you could tell. And then I said, one of the black girls asked me something. I said something. She said, "Are you a life coach?"
Well,
and it was
interesting.
So cute.
In
and
a
I was
way,
like, well, I guess I
you
am.
Write, you kind of write your life coaching,
right?
Well, we've been so honored to have Susan Tony here with us today.
Oh my gosh,
again,
the honor's mine.
Please check out her website, SusanTony.com. Go to Spotify, all the sites. Just Google Susan Tony and you'll
iTunes,
see.
iTunes, Amazon.
iTunes, everything. She'll be on
YouTube.
The corner. No, I'm kidding. She'll be playing the guitar. But what a pleasure to meet
thank you.
Thank
you for
much continued
for having
success.
Me.
Good luck with
I
the acting career.
Show.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
good luck
much.
With everything. And we'll keep up with your success and
all
your
right.
progress. So listen, everyone, please. That's it. Remember to follow us on Twitter at @OneOnOneJCole, Facebook, and also JasperCole.com. And we've got exciting guests coming up next week. We like to always wait till the very last minute and tell you who it is. So we can't thank you enough for tuning in. And we will be here same time, same place next week. Peace out. Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking out One on One with Jasper Cole. Check out past episodes and get the latest as they're released. Subscribe today on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube.